their money back, Amazon and the Federal Trade Commission agreeing to drop appeals to a court ruling last year, finding that Amazon did not adequately warn customers about kids' in-app purchases before billing them. And that means Amazon can now start refunding $70 million in those unauthorized charges. And former astronaut and longtime U.S. Senator from Ohio, John Glenn, will be laid to rest today at Arlington National Cemetery. And in his honor, flags on federal buildings as well as state buildings in Ohio are being flown at half-staff today. The former Marine and first American to orbit the Earth died in December at the age of 95. Before it did.
Once he realized he would not be able to safely land the aircraft, he made a decision to maneuver to a wooded area to avoid the risk to local community.
American hero John Glenn, the former astronaut and
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Life-saving missions with search and rescue teams, opening up air bridges and pathways. And so we're ready to push a lot of commodities, a lot of food, water.
FEMA Director Brock Long talking to reporters about the preparations being made to help Puerto Rico as Hurricane Maria currently slamming the island. 155-mile-an-hour winds being maintained by the storm. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 4 storm is extremely dangerous. President Trump says he's keeping an eye on the storm as he meets with world leaders at the UN in New York City. Meanwhile, searchers in Mexico City desperately combing through piles of rubble looking for dozens of missing children after a grade school collapsed from yesterday's powerful 7.1 earthquake. Firefighters, police officers, and volunteers have pulled at least 25 bodies out of the school. More than 220 people confirmed dead so far. USA Radio News.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
Health officials concerned about a lack of antibiotics in the pipeline. Here's Chris Barnes.
The World Health Organization says in a new report, there are not enough antibiotics coming down the pipeline to fight the most concerning antibiotic-resistant infections. This year, experts published a list of 12 separate families of antibiotic-resistant bacteria that are posing the greatest threats to human health around the globe. Officials say they're concerned the speed of resistance will outpace the slow drug development. I'm Chris Barnes.
A massive earthquake is expected to hit California's Bay Area within the next 30 years. Officials at the U.S. Geological Survey are making the prediction after the deadly 7.1 earthquake in Mexico yesterday. The geologists say there is a 98% chance that a 6.0 magnitude quake or bigger will take place any time from now until 2047. For a look at the latest news and behind the headlines, join us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
A family expected to file a lawsuit today against the LAPD over a bizarre accident.
Eric Rivera was walking down the street when officers got a call about a man armed with a gun. The parents say the officers got out of the car and started shooting, but forgot to put the car in park, which led to Rivera getting run over. A neon green toy was found next to the 20-year-old after investigators used a crane to pick the patrol car off his body. His parents plan to file the lawsuit against the department today, and the LAPD isn't releasing much information. Jason Campidonia.
One state's attorney general is warning people who may be involved in the Equifax data breach to be careful about where you check your information.
Mississippi's attorney general Jim Hood says if you go online to see if you've been affected by the breach, make sure to use the Equifax Security 2017.com website.
If you mistyped a word or letter, you might wind up on a bogus site that looked like it was the Equifax website, but it wasn't.
And he says identity thieves could be waiting there to steal your information. The attorney general says the Equifax breach may affect almost 1.3 million Mississippians. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Some of the more unusual names that British citizens named their children in 2016 include Isis and Otter. The Office for National Statistics also released a list of the most popular children's names. Olivia replaced Amelia as the most popular girl's name. For boys, Oliver remains the most popular name. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know that sound? That's the sound of modern design. And our show today is going to be all about creating an entry foyer. We're going to do a little bit of extended version of the music, but today's topic is going to be about creating an entry foyer and putting a special entry in the front of your home. Listen to the music, and we'll be back shortly with more of modern design. Okay, terrific. So, again, we're going to take a look at the weather as we do every Wednesday at this time. And let's see what the weather is going to be. All right, so, okay, this afternoon we're going to have partly sunny skies with a high of 82 degrees, although outside my window it looks slightly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 63. On Thursday, it'll be a mostly sunny day with 85 degrees. Back to short sleeve shirts when I get up in the morning now. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 58 degrees. On Friday, it'll be mostly sunny again with a high of 80. More like summer, I think, than fall weather. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 59. On Saturday, mostly sunny again with a high of 83. Maybe it's not too late to take a trip to the beach. On Saturday night, it's going to be a low of 62. And then Sunday, mostly sunny again with a high of 86. So we're looking at continually every single day this week in the 80s and sunny. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here every Wednesday from 2 to 3, talking about all things with home design. I do have two locations. My location around the corner here is at 176 Route 202 and 31 in Ringo's, New Jersey, across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I'm in with Bruce, who was a guest last week, from Rugs to Riches, Bruce Brodak, and we have 6,000 square feet, all sorts of interesting things, beautiful dishes and candles and accessories and wonderful small pieces of furniture, artwork, and, of course, lighting fixtures for your home. To visit us, again, it's 176 Route 202 31 North. We're next to Fred Bean's Toyota in Ringo's, right outside of Flemington. Phone number for Mavenhill Designs is 908-884-0770. We're going to take some commercial messages and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been in the industry for about 20 years now, actually a little bit more than 20 years, doing everything from simple paint color consultations, sometimes just picking out paint colors could make an extraordinary difference, to actually doing whole additions, big homes, commercial projects, hotels, restaurants, everything related to the interior of your home or commercial space, and some exterior work as well. So with my wealth of knowledge and resources in the tri-state area, I try to pass some of that information on to you, what's trending, what you can do to change your home. And usually there's a blog that goes along with our radio broadcast, which comes out each Monday, and that's The Color Guru at blogspot.com. That's The Color, C-O-L-O-R-G-U-R-U, at blogspot, blogspot.com. That usually comes out on Monday, and you can click on that. I have years worth of sort of articles or blogs with pictures online for inspiration. And it usually comes off of something that I'm working on that week in my business that I bring to you as a show, unless we have a live guest. So this week I did something that was sort of transformative, or at least my clients thought it was transformative. I had a situation, this is in my other store, I have a second store at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. That's downtown Maplewood where the train station is. And in that area, the houses were built 20s, 30s, 40s. They're older houses, so their transition spaces like foyers are often just a vestibule or a very, very small space or no space at all. So I have a line of furniture that I carry, not exclusively that size, but a line of furniture for those spaces. They're sort of apartment-sized furniture or scaled down or shallower pieces of furniture so people can get functional use out of them. And with this particular client, they had a beautiful home, but the foyer was absolutely tiny, a whole family, and they needed storage. They needed a place to put keys down. They needed a place to check how they looked before they left. They needed a place to put mail. They needed a place to put bills and to have that be organized at the entry of their house. But because it was a pass-through and it was very tiny, I had to come up with a piece that would be shallow but have enough depth that they could at least store things in them. So there's a specific line that I carry at Maven Hill, and I have a lot of foyer tables and chests that look very big, but actually they're very shallow, so they can fit in narrow spaces. And I found a piece that just worked beautifully. It was a it looks like it's a bunch of small drawers, but it's actually three drawer. It's about 36 inches in width and 48 inches in length foyer piece, so that she could put a bowl on there for keys. And it was a gray wash, beautiful distressed piece, and it gave the illusion that there were a lot of small drawers, and in fact it was just three drawers that opened up very easily for her to put her things in and keep the clutter out of the way. And then above that, from my store in Maplewood, I have a collection of birch bark, white birch mirrors. So we had the gray foyer piece, which is just beautiful, distressed, and then the white birch mirror. And that took a space, which was a very tiny space, not specifically a foyer, just a little corner of their entry area, that now became a destination or a proper entry. And it transformed the space. And that's, I take the woman's words, I transformed the space. It's very important to have an entry to a home. It denotes that it's important, and you really need sort of your house to tell a story, not only just when you're selling it, but just for your guest. Your house has to make sense. So I thought today's show topically would be just about that, creating a proper entry from the outside to the in. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pamby's, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with more Modern Design. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing this for, I guess, about 3 years now in studio, a little bit more than 3 years. Really enjoy. Never get tired of coming into the studio, rainy day, snowy day. I always love talking to you and expressing my passion for design and what I do. Come visit me at my new location. That, once again, is 176 Route 202 31 North in Flemington. I'm in. You'll see the sign for Flemington Fan and Lighting, and I'm within the store there with great displays, beautiful pieces, things that are different. Or just let's set up an appointment for me to come out to your house and give you some wonderful ideas, and you can do the work yourself. I run something all the time, special that you can print off my website at www.mavenhilldesigns.com, where I'll come out for a flat fee of $199 and give you great ideas for your home. I'll give you a plan to go on and to start, even if you do things from time to time. Okay, so our topic today happens to be how to create a proper entry. And I told the inspiration story about the lady that didn't really have a proper entry, and we created some by adding furniture. There's a lot of ways you can add a proper entry, but a portion of my job happens to be staging. That is setting up houses for sale and making them make sense. So I thought I should actually start from the outside of the house. And creating a proper entrance from the outside of the house. Did you ever go to a house and you don't know where the front door is? Maybe it's not a classic center hall colonial with symmetry. Maybe it's a ranch. Maybe it's a contemporary. Maybe there's two front doors. Did you ever go to a house where there was two front doors and you didn't know which door was the front door? That certainly happened to me before. Or there's a number of doors around, or people go in their side entrance and use that as the front entrance. Or the way the house is situated in the lot, you can't get in, or it's difficult, or there's not a walkway to the actual front entrance. That is often a problem. And what you need to do for guests, as well as for yourself, is create a proper front entry. And some of the ways that you can identify if you have multiple doors, my house has 8 doors on the first floor. So I don't specifically come in my front door per se. So I build up my side door as my main door, and people come in and out that door. So in order to make that acceptable or proper or where people would look, there are certain things that you have to do to make that easy for people to find. So here are some of my suggestions of getting your front door to be a proper entry or whatever door that you're going into. So starting with the outside front door, I say start by making that door prominent.
One of the easiest ways to do that is paint it a power color. So my sort of side door where people come in, because you go around the side of the house, you look at the front, you pass the front, but you go around the side. So in order for me to do that, what I did was I painted that door a power color. And that door was white, which sort of blended in with my trim. And then, of course, the siding was a pale yellow. I decided to paint that door black. And black is terrific for being a power color. Some other power colors are red, dark navy blue, hunter green. Those are some of the jewel tones, and the darker finishes, charcoal gray, strong colors are a power color. But these days, door colors are changing a lot because most people are doing neutral grays for their house. And then their power colors happen to be things, more modern colors, like a bright orange, like teal or citrus green, or even now plum, we've been working on a lot. So painting your door a power color is a very strong way to identify it as its front entrance. It may be the same as the other color doors in the house, or maybe just that door is painted out in that way and it makes it stand out. The second thing to do to denote that it's your front entrance is to add a knocker to your front door. And a knocker is great because if you don't have a bell, you're able to do that. And also if you want to adorn it with some sort of a wreath, then you have a place to put that wreath on. And knockers were initially classically shiny brass, but these days they come in wonderful finishes. I did one in black iron, which was a horse for somebody not too long ago. I think I did one that was a fox, and that was an oil bronze and a brown on a barn red door, which was very pretty. I've done them in nickel and all sorts of finishes. So a knocker is a good thing. It gives it a sense of importance, and that is your front door. Another thing that you can add to your door to dress it up and make it seem like, well, this is the front entry, is a kick plate. And a kick plate is a piece of metal that goes on the bottom of the door. And again, that should follow the type of metal that's on the knocker. So if your knocker is brushed silver, you want your kick plate to be brushed silver, and it creates a look. And there are certain things that go together. Typically, if I'm going to do maybe a dark blue door, I would want to use silver. If I was going to do sort of a brick red, I'd want to use oil red bronze. It just depends on what color you do. If you were doing a door, if you were going to use iron as on a door, you wouldn't want to do it. You want to have a color that contrasts. You wouldn't want to do a dark gray door with iron because you wouldn't see it. But if you had a light gray door with dark iron, then that would look very nice together. So a way to denote that's the space. The next thing happens to do with planters. Planters that sort of surround a door on each side give the idea this is special, this is where you go in. So all sorts of planters, black iron planters, urns, big box planters painted out in any sort of special color, terracotta planters, maybe ceramic planters in that really rich cobalt blue or citrus green. Maybe they're some sort of a metal. Maybe they're modern. But planters on each side of a door, flanking it as the key entrance, is very important and will denote that that's the entrance that you go into. If you have a mailbox, sort of a specialty, beautiful looking mailbox hung right next to the door, sort of denotes that that's where you leave mail and that's the front entrance of the house. You want to create something that makes it special. How about a wonderful mat? Maybe it has the initial of your family, or maybe it just has a simple welcome or a fleur-de-lis or a beautiful design, but a large mat in front will make that stand out as being your front door and create a proper entry in your space. How about light fixtures, wonderful lanterns on either side of that specific door, denoting that that is the front entrance? How about a beautiful wreath? Maybe this time of year there's wonderful fall wreaths out there. I know I'm selling them in my stores like crazy. A beautiful fall wreath hung on that new knocker on the front door. That just shows that that's your proper entry. That's the door you come through as the front of the house. You want to do anything that's going to give that particular door visual weight. Again, pops of color are very good. These days we're seeing some brighter pops of color, as we said, like teal, citrus green, orange, or plum, but the classics, black, blue, red, and gray, are always very, very popular as well. Sometimes we add glass or iron to our front door, and we sort of embellish it a little bit, or we buy a specialty front door. That makes a big difference. Maybe you want to add side lights to that specific door, and those side lights
add extra light into the foyer, and they also denote that that is the front door. A transom, a window, if you will, that goes over the top of the front door also denotes that that's specifically the front door. Or perhaps you build some sort of a portico or a structure that goes around that door, pointing out that that is the front door and is the proper entry for your space. So certainly things you can do to make your entry proper, to make it special, to make it look like that's where you enter a house. Now we're going to talk a little bit about inside your house, and I gave a couple of different scenarios of creating a proper entry. In the first entry, when you come through the door, now you're on the inside. If you have the situation here is if you have a two-story foyer, well, then that's a little bit easier because some of the newer houses, your house was built in the late 80s or the 90s and so on, often most of those spaces when you come in the front door have a grand or a two-story entry, even if the house is not that big. And some of the things that you want to do to go along with that to denote a foyer or a proper entry would be to drop a light fixture, a large-scale light fixture, in that space. Have you ever been to a new construction house and the builder gives you that sort of tinny builder's grade tiny fixture for your space and it just looks ridiculous? If you do have a two-story foyer, you do want to size a chandelier to properly fit that space. I did that recently in a house in West Orange. You also want to know, people ask me all the time, where to hang a chandelier. Classically, people hang a new construction the chandelier too high. If there is a window, if you have a two-story house and there is a window above the front door, you want to make sure that at least a portion of that piece, that chandelier, is in the framework of the window. So as your guests walk up to your door, not only does it illuminate that area, but it shows the silhouette of the light fixture. So that's a good parameter for hanging a light fixture when you have a two-story fixture, because different people will tell you different things. But go by that, go by the architecture of the house. But a grand light fixture definitely much is very part of a two-story foyer. The other thing is that when you have a two-story foyer, you often want to flank at least the edges of the room with certain pieces of furniture. The classic one is the classic foyer table. And that's a table where you can put your keys, maybe a flower arrangement. You can change things out seasonally. These days, I'm doing more of chests, a thin chest at the front door, because it allows you, if you have things that you need to keep at the door all the time that are not so attractive, you can put them within the drawers. So a chest is also a wonderful option if you have the space to put at your front entry. Buffet lamps or specialty lamps on that piece are often nice because they give ambient light. And a mirror, whether it is round or rectangular or even square, is very nice because it's very nice to be able to just check your appearance before you leave the house. And also, if you have a transom window or side lights, the mirror will bounce that light off the foyer and add more light into your space. So that's important as well. Often we'll have pieces of furniture. We have a two-story foyer against a wall, like a bench. Whether it be a back or not a back, a foyer bench is always a nice thing to have. Again, a beautiful mirror denotes the space. And then adding things to that foyer table, like fresh flowers, like if you have a collection, perhaps you collect blue and white or something of importance. The other thing we want to think about when you have an area with a grand scale is maybe adding a piece of artwork or a gallery in that entrance area. And it just denotes being something special, something that's nice in a foyer. A lot of times I will add, if I have a two-story foyer, I will add molding, especially because you have so much height. Often a foyer is the same color paint-wise as the rest of the rooms it's going into. So to make that special, we will add, going up the stairs, additional boxes or additional molding to a space, and that really denotes that this is the special area, this is your entrance, this is your hallway. Sometimes in those boxes, we will purchase, which I've done many times, I'll purchase wallpaper and we will insert wallpaper into that area and make it stand out from the rest if it's all painted the same. All right, we're going to go to our news break. I have a lot more for you on creating a proper foyer after our break. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after this.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At the end of the day, I really believe we're going to get 50 Republican votes, and I make a prediction. There are going to be a lot of Democrats struggling with a no vote.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham talking to reporters about the new GOP health care plan that Republican leaders are trying to rally senators around. Senator Rand Paul said today he won't support the plan because it doesn't repeal Obamacare and it's just another spending plan. The most powerful storm to hit Puerto Rico in 80 years, moving toward the island's northern coast, Hurricane Maria slamming the island with winds of 155 miles an hour. The Category 4 storm tore off roofs, blew out windows, and caused power outages. And Huntsville, Alabama police are swarming an elementary school. WAFF-TV reports there's no word on what's happening to the students or staffers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
Several Republicans not happy with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he's not going to support the GOP health care plan.
Senator Rand Paul says the latest proposal still doesn't fix what's wrong with Obamacare and the nation's health care system. Paul says the plan being floated by some Senate Republicans is nothing more than a trillion-dollar spending plan. President Trump called Paul out this morning in a tweet, writing that while he's friends with the senator, Paul is a negative force when it comes to fixing health care. Trump then again expressed support for an effort by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy to repeal Obamacare.
Police investigating a rehab center in Hollywood, Florida, where 8 people had died as a result of a power outage on September 12th, now say a 9th person has died because of the incident. The Broward County Medical Examiner says a 93-year-old died in hospice care just after midnight Monday. The Broward County Medical Examiner says the conditions before move to a new hospital caused his death. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Police in Phoenix say they plan to dig up a landfill as part of a murder investigation.
Christine Mustafa vanished several months ago, and her ex-boyfriend is accused of killing her, but her body is yet to be found. There are reports that say Phoenix police will start digging through a landfill in October, southwest of the city. Officials are now trying to line up heavy equipment, manpower, and money needed for the painstaking, exhausting effort. Mustafa's ex-boyfriend is due back in court on Monday. Jason Campidonia.
While rescue efforts are continuing south of Mexico City after a devastating earthquake, seismologists in the U.S. say a massive quake for the U.S. is overdue. Here's Chris Barnes.
Officials with the U.S. Geological Survey warning that there is a 98% chance that a big one will shake California's Bay Area within the next 30 years. Geologists say that quake will be a 6.0 magnitude or bigger and could happen any time from now until 2047. Early warning technology is being worked on in California as well as in Oregon and Washington State, but it's only about halfway ready and would still be in the testing phase for decades. That technology, known as Shake Alert, could provide a few seconds to maybe a minute's worth of warning. I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon is issuing apologies to women who received emails saying that someone bought a gift from their baby registry. Many of the women didn't have a baby or baby registries. Amazon says it was a technical glitch, and they won't say how many received the email. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be creating a proper entry. We talked a little bit, and if you're just tuning in at this point, we talked a little bit about the outside and how to denote where the front entry is or where you want people to come in, things that you can do to do that, a power color at the front door, wonderful lights, a mat, pots on either side, dressing that area to show that it's special and a little bit more significant to the other areas, whether it's the true front door or the door that you want people to use. Then we talked about denoting a proper entry for a two-story foyer. If you have a new a newer home, that often you drop a light fixture that would fit the space, so sort of a grand fixture, and we want to make sure that it, if there's a transom window above it, that you have a sort of a view of that, of part of the fixture, and it sits well within that space. We talked about when you have a two-story foyer, there's an opportunity to build. You have all that sheetrock, and one of the ways to do that is to put up a picture frame molding. We talked about perhaps putting within the picture frame molding, putting some wallpaper, because otherwise it can be a sort of a bland space, so something else that you can do there. We talked about adding a mirror near the door on one side with a table underneath it and creating sort of an area that you would sort of look at when you first come in, or perhaps a chest, a bomb chest or a different type of chest to store things, and then a beautiful bowl or a vase or something at the entrance so you could stage things and seasonally change things at your front entrance. A rug is often a wonderful thing that's added to the foyer, not just a mat outside, but sort of a nice rug inside, perhaps a round rug or something a little bit special in the foyer to denote that space is foyer space. So now we're going to go on to a second scenario. The first scenario is where you have a two-story foyer and how to make that work. The second one is maybe you're not as lucky and you're perhaps in a house that has 8 or 9 foot ceilings, or perhaps you have a ranch house so you don't have that height. And how do you denote in that way that that area is a proper foyer area? Well, some of the things apply and some of the things are just scaled down. The first thing is a light fixture in that area. And whether you have a two-story foyer or a one-story foyer, the space should be lit from above. And one of the best ways to do that is using a flush mount or a semi-flush mount fixture, something probably round, something that has a scale to it, but relatively shallow so you wouldn't hit your head on it. So a flush mount or a semi-flush mount fixture, in addition, there might be cans or recessed lights, but you want the visual weight of a fixture to make that denote that it is actually the entry or the foyer on the inside. A foyer table still applies here. We want to go to one side and do either a foyer table or a chest. If there's not a lot of space, perhaps that foyer table will be glass so it's not visually as heavy. Or perhaps one of the chests that I have that are more shallow so you can create that sort of space on one side. I'm a very big fan of a mirror, so I would always suggest a mirror in that space. You can also add a piece of art, but a mirror is reflective and does let you to see yourself on your way in or your way out, so it's often a time saver. The foyer lamps, lighting the foyer area, if there's an 8 foot ceiling, it's an older space, so perhaps not as much light, so we might want to use buffet lamps or ambient light that are just on top of that piece. Artwork, that's a good place to put artwork in the foyer area to make that special. Maybe it's family pictures, maybe it's a gallery. Special flooring, that's another trick. I'm going to talk about this specifically in the next area. If you have an 8 foot ceiling and perhaps you're going into carpeting, you don't want to start your carpeting right at the front door. It feels like you don't have a foyer. So often we will create at that entrance, we will cut out that specific area, and then perhaps we will add some type of stone or slate, or maybe we inlay a hardwood floor in there or something that has visual interest in the foyer, even if it goes into wall-to-wall carpeting, something that stands out. Often it is stone or tile, something that is impervious to weather, and that sort of denotes it being a foyer area. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after these commercial messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Some of the things that I talk about in the show, I talk about every week. And I think, again, one of the best ways that someone can work on their home is getting a pair of fresh eyes. And that is both in my my store right here in Ringo's at 179 Route 202 31 in Ringo's, New Jersey, and my store up in northern New Jersey at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. I do offer home consultation, and I have a, if you go to my website, www.maven, M as in Michael, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in ice cream, N as in nickel, Hill, H-I-L-L, designs, all one word, designs.com. On page two, there is a printable coupon for $199, less than $200. And I will come out and I will walk through each room of your house. I'll take pictures. I'll sit down with you and give you paint colors. I'll give you ideas. I'll give you swatches. And then I follow up with an electronic receipt and a game plan. I did one that I finished last night, which I sent to the client this morning. And now she has a game plan. She's going to do some things with me. She's going to do her bathroom with me first. And then some of the things she's going to tackle on her own. I gave her the paint colors. I gave her ideas on new hardware for her kitchen. And every house is different. Everything can be tweaked a little bit. And sometimes it takes a trained eye, somebody that sees this over and over and over again, to give you great ideas on your home. Not to give you ideas that you don't want, but to hear your wishes and then to be the catalyst to bring you those ideas. So that coupon is found on the website at Maven Hill Designs. And a great way at either location, anywhere in New Jersey or the tri-state area, I will come out to you and take a look at that. You can reach Maven Hill Designs at any time at 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be creating a proper entry to your home. We talked a little bit about doing it from the outside and making the outside special. We talked about if you the first scenarios if have, you have a two-story foyer and how to make that work, how to balance that, how to dress a foyer, what to put in a foyer that will serve you best, that will look right and will be functional to you. Then we talked about perhaps you have a ranch house or you have an older home that the foyer is just a little area, or perhaps it's just 8-foot ceilings and it's a small space, and things you can do to denote a foyer. Now I'm going to talk probably about the most tricky type of home, and they happen quite often, especially in the older homes, and that's where you have no foyer. And that's not just limited to a single family home. Often when you go to an apartment, when you go to a condo, when you go to a townhouse, for some reason, the builders don't think to create some sort of a proper foyer. It doesn't have to be big, but the architecture is not there. And many, many spaces I've gone into, particularly condos and townhouses, there's just sort of one space. You have sort of a long rectangle. And in that long rectangle from the door, it houses the foyer and the living room, and perhaps even the eating area, all in one specific space. Well, I say that coming into the room itself is not very appealing, and also it's not very practical. If perhaps maybe you have a townhouse or a condo, and that front area is your sitting area, you want to sort of break that up a little bit and actually create a foyer space. And I'm going to give you some wonderful ideas today to create a proper entry. I had a friend that lived in Manhattan on the Upper East Side, and you walked in and you were in the middle of his living room, his dining room. It was all right there. In his case, we added a proper entry by I put up a very small half wall. I took a look at the space and I said, no, we have to break this up a little bit. And I went to just got a small half wall that we sheetrocked, and I just put a wonderful piece of wood on top that we stained a dark stain, which was very nice. We painted out the walls so the walls could match because it was part of the same room. So we had the sheetrocked small half wall. And then I took out the apartment had 1960s parquet floors. I cut out the area that would denote a foyer, and I replaced that with wonderful tile. I did sort of a small 2x2 multi-tonal slate foyer tile. They were on sheets. They were small. They were only 2x2. They weren't big tile, but they fit the space. And then we had a transition, a wood transition. So at least when you walked in from outside, you didn't walk on the hardwood floors right away. You had a different surface that was impervious to water, to snow, to mud, to everything else, which is a great spot. And then we had the half wall when you first come in. He dressed the half wall with a place to put keys and so on, with a beautiful, I think he used a bowl, or maybe it was a basket that he used there, something that was very sharp looking. So it was practical in that standpoint that we created a space. In his space, I dropped a semi-flush mount, because he had a little bit of height, a semi-flush mount fixture. And I don't know if you guys know the difference between a flush mount fixture. A flush mount fixture sits flush. It is flush with the ceiling. Semi-flush mount is it comes down just a little bit, and that's what we did in his case. We had just a little bit of room. We took a round fixture, a really nice-looking round fixture that was oil rub bronze. We dropped it slightly. We had the walls painted out all the same, but we had that half wall that denoted an entry. And the big thing in that case was the floor, because the whole rest of the apartment was hardwood floors. We did a multi-tonal slate that was similar in color, but there was a different texture, and it was better for overall for maintenance to have not come in right into the room. So that was a very good way to create a foyer space for you. A second thing that you can do that I've also done is to just simply add a column, a hollow column. If you come into your space and there is no foyer, can really set it apart. It visually gives you an area that is your foyer area. It just breaks it up a little bit, and you're coming into an entry area. So when you have things like that, if you have a solid wall, you can also create the look of an entry by adding furniture. A foyer table, a thin foyer table, goes a long way, and above a thin foyer table, you want to put a mirror. Those two things themselves say foyer. So if you have the ability to add a chest, a thin chest with a mirror, even better. A light fixture, always something specific to the area where you're coming, sort of denotes that that's sort of a foyer area itself, and can really change the space. Doing a different floor, doing a, if you have carpet specifically, digging out that section of the carpet and doing another type of floor. It can be wood, but probably I wouldn't do wood. Some sort of a tile, a beautiful tile. Tile is very inexpensive. Some sort of maybe a marble or a stone, something that's impervious to water at that entrance, even if it's a very small area, maybe even 36 by 36 or less. In that area is almost a pad, if you will, and that area will really help you to separate that just front from the space. Again, lighting has a lot to do with that. Maybe at the entrance you put pictures up. You put like a family gallery just in that area. Maybe you do a chair rail around that space and have it capped on the end so it denotes that space being a foyer space and can work out very well for you. Again, furniture can set the pace. Perhaps you can set up a chest or a piece of furniture to sort of separate the room a little bit. If there's a budget issue, a piece of furniture can do that. A bench can do that. You can separate that with a bench. You can paint out that area. Maybe we mold off, we put molding in that front area, and then we paint that out a slightly different color. Another way to set up that area is maybe the back of the door. Maybe all the backs of the doors in the house are white. And that back of the door, maybe the accent color in that house is navy blue. We paint the back of the door that blue color. And then perhaps we embellish the back of the door. Maybe we put a nice wreath on it, a white wreath on the back of the door. And then we change out the foyer floor. Maybe we do a little bit of a great sort of subway looking tile in a bigger pattern just in that area, just sort of a pad, if you will, and create a proper foyer. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with a lot more here on Modern Design on WHCR-DB.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Our topic today has been creating a proper entry. And one of the biggest challenges I do have with people on the inside, if they don't have a proper entry, is creating one. Or maybe perhaps they're moving to a much bigger house and they do have a big entry and they don't know what to do with it. It's not quite a room. You're not going to put a card table in the middle of it. How do you dress it? So there's some general things about foyers that I like and I think are great, and some things that people make a big mistake with foyers. Foyers are transition areas to other spaces. So a lot of what I do in my business is color consultation. I also have Maven Hill Painting, and we paint houses both inside and outside every week. So when people have a foyer, they often make a mistake of painting the foyer too dark of a color. And the reason that's a problem, I remember I had a lady very early in my career who made her foyer red. And she didn't understand why the house wasn't working. And what I tried to explain her, what I tried to explain to her was, when you make your foyer red and then you have offshoots of your rooms that are other colors, it doesn't work. It doesn't transition. And that's the problem. She liked that color, but it was in the wrong space. When you're doing your color palette, you want to make sure that your colors, even if they are different, flow from room to room. And the connecting body, the one thing that connects, is the foyer space. So you want your foyer color always to be a neutral color. Not too light, but definitely not too dark. You want to start with a base that all your trim in your space throughout the house is continuous, and it's super white semi-gloss. A good way to start, and continuity of trim goes from room to room regardless. Then you want to make sure the ceilings are also seamless throughout the house, and you also do them in super white, but you'll do them in super white ceiling paint. It's a paint that's flat, but it's formulated to hide shadows and imperfections. So that will be your continuity. So when you're going to paint your house, you want to make sure if you have a two-story space, you're going to have a lot of this specific color. So you want to make sure that it's a color that you like, but again, not too dark. I would say the lightest color in your house should be your foyer color, especially if it transitions up and back and around. Because in itself, because there's plays of light, that color will look lighter and darker in different spots in the space. You just want it to have enough contrast from the trim. And then you want it to transition to the rooms, which will then be darker shades of perhaps the same color or different colors that will work well with it. In general, I don't like foyers to be wood. I like foyers to actually be a different material. Tile these days is so beautiful. There's so many gorgeous tiles out there and things that you can do and have your tile, whether it be a big room or a small room, be some sort of a tile or stone. It's impervious to water and mud, easy to take care of. So I prefer that surface and then go into hardwood floors after that. And that's a nice transition for the space. Foyer rugs, more popular than ever, although the styles have changed. Nice to do a foyer rug. It's warm and welcoming if you have a stone floor. A foyer table to me is critical. If you have a big foyer, sometimes it's nice to do them in the center. For most of us, we have it to one side, whether it be a chest or a foyer, and a mirror is critical in the space. Also, when it comes to lighting, that's where people are coming in, coming out, getting their shoes on. Make sure you have proper light in that space. Well, that will do it for today's show, folks. I hope you learned a lot about your foyers and creating a proper foyer. And I look forward to seeing you again next week. We're going to be doing a lot of shows based upon the season and fall decorating and wonderful things for the fall. Thank you all, even though it's going to be very hot this weekend. Think about the fall for next week, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you, and see you next week. Have a great, great week. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At the end of the day, I really believe we're going to get 50 Republican votes, and I make a prediction. There are going to be a lot of Democrats struggling with a no vote.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham talking to reporters about the new GOP health care plan that Republican leaders are trying to rally senators around. Senator Rand Paul said today he won't support the plan because it doesn't repeal Obamacare and it's just another spending plan. The most powerful storm to hit Puerto Rico in 80 years, moving toward the island's northern coast. Hurricane Maria slamming the island with winds of 155 miles an hour. The Category 4 storm tore off roofs, blew out windows, and caused power outages. And Huntsville, Alabama police are swarming an elementary school. WAFF-TV reports there's no word on what's happening to the students or staffers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
Several Republicans not happy with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he's not going to support the GOP health care plan.
Senator Rand Paul says the latest proposal still doesn't fix what's wrong with Obamacare and the nation's health care system. Paul says the plan being floated by some Senate Republicans is nothing more than a trillion-dollar spending plan. President Trump called Paul out this morning in a tweet, writing that while he's friends with the senator, Paul is a negative force when it comes to fixing health care. Trump then again expressed support for an effort by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy to repeal Obamacare.
Police investigating a rehab